This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
They kill.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice. Gonna find
she and her husband were great in that offshoot of Yellowstone. 1883, Sam Elliott was in it as well, very well done. And she's a good singer, and I remember... What I remember most about her is when she went after the lady who tried to grab her husband's private parts when they were on stage together. Remember that from a couple of years ago?
Get her, face.
Yeah, don't you be messing with my man. I'll fix
but also,
you.
Assault is assault, and that's one of the things that I think a lot of people don't, they kind of disregard when a man is assaulted or groped.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, he was straight up assaulted.
Yep. All right. Well, you know what? Well, I'm not going to say what I was thinking. Just take it. Take it for what it's worth, eh? An example of how not to do things. Right? There it is. That's that deal in Faith Hill with a little Christmas entree into this hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jake Kirshner. In the next half hour, we'll have Ari Geller talking about what's going on in Israel, updated with that. And we also have the winner. We'll announce the winner. We're going to have a drawing for the winner of that Audio-Technica wireless and wired either way. You can have it either way you want. Great stereo turntable worth hundreds of dollars. That drawing will take place in the next half hour as well. And now moving into things, the shopping for Christmas and how it's going. People who find it difficult to find gifts. Are you difficult to shop for? This is a rhetorical question. I am. I know I am. Because I don't really want people to get me things for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I pretty much have what I need. I understand that it's a thought that counts, but I don't need one more sweater. I don't need another sweatshirt. I don't need, I don't really need much of anything else except the love and support of my children and the family. That's what I want more than anything mm-hmm. else. And that's what I get by just being around them, just participating with them. And I think mm-hmm. that that's a reward. Just thinking you got to get somebody something. No.
Why would material you do that? Objects. Yes. Yeah, exactly. A lot of it is just time and attention and love, unconditional love. But also when you are getting actual gifts, experiences. Like tickets to a game or a gift card to go out to dinner or something like that. Things that are not necessarily tangible. I mean, they are in the form of the ticket or the gift certificate, but you get to go have an experience of something rather than this object.
Yep. All right. Tuesday, December 12th is upon us. And those of you who are following what's going on, if you aren't, what I like to do, this is a program about all the news, not just the things that are at the top of the pile that everybody's talking about. For example, I haven't heard too much discussion, Jay, about this Air Force announcement yesterday, the disciplinary action against 15 personnel. There is a staff sergeant all the way up to a colonel. They failed to address questionable intelligence-related activities by Jack Texera. He's a member of the Air National Guard here in Massachusetts, accused of leaking a wide range of highly classified secrets. And nobody can quite figure out how this guy at his age and his rank even had access to a lot of this stuff. He wasn't even really in the Air Force. He was in the Air National Guard. And so, anyway, there's a huge gap in intelligence coverage. This is the largest problem they've had for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you the federal government, in my mind, I mean, this guy needs to be blamed and held accountable, but there's too much information. There are too many people handling it. There's not enough oversight. And they all say, well, we don't have enough people. You know what? I'm sick of hearing that. You get plenty of money. Do your job. And these leaks, although when it was done before by several other folks, I was happy because I think there are some secrets that ought not to be secret. It's convenient for the government to cover things up. And so I want to know about stuff like that. And part of what this Texera leaked was stuff that we probably should know about. There's no reason for some of this stuff to be considered a secret. But anyway, he didn't have any supervision. The people, in my mind, not only should he be charged, but his supervisors should be charged because they weren't exercising any authority over him. He just kind of doing. The guy was a sergeant, for God's sakes. There's plenty of people over him that should be held accountable, and the colonel that was in charge.
Well, because they are, for dereliction of duty.
Right. Exactly. So, anyway. Federal civil trial starting in Washington to determine. I always chuckle when it's Rudy Giuliani. He is being charged. Well, he's being. This is a civil trial. He's being held for damages, and what the two election workers want is money. Eight jurors selected for the four-day trial could require Giuliani to pay $43 million. To these two election workers because he defamed them. So this is all over the Trump Georgia thing. The ladies are Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. They supposedly, according to Giuliani, committed ballot fraud. Well, Trump was in on this too. They had some video of them moving cases of ballots into an election center. But the election officials in Georgia said, no, this is legitimate stuff. So anyway, because of the nutbird, these people that worship at the altar of Trump and all the people around him, the violence that was threatened against these two women, they had to move because of the threats against them. It's like they went into the witness protection program and didn't do anything wrong. They just became a victim of Trump and his foolishness with regard to what went on in Georgia. And Giuliani, who I'm at this point sure he wishes he hadn't followed into that swamp, but he did. And so now he may have to pay millions of dollars. There was a ruling, I think, a couple of months ago, Jay, that Giuliani had to pay, I think it's $230,000 in legal fees to the point where they had gotten. So at least... these two got their legal fees paid for, but now they're trying to get more money out of them because this whole thing disrupted their lives, and they had to move and almost, you know, change who they were.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Absurd.
Outrageous. Yeah, it really is. All that January 6th stuff is absurd as far as I'm concerned. Okay. I have a murder conviction here that I kind of want to talk about. This 35-year-old man who was sent to prison for the killing in 2004 of a man in Minneapolis in that flower shop was released yesterday after the judge ruled that the eyewitness evidence on which his conviction rested was not reliable. His name is Marvin Haynes. How often does this happen? You see it happen in movies, TV shows, but in real life as well. This guy was 16 years old at the time. He was
in prison for nearly 20 years.
Right, and he didn't do it. So this happens all too often. How many people, this is why I don't believe in the death penalty, except in rare cases where whoever it is, you know, doesn't deserve to still be occupying time and space on the planet. And so those are, every once in a while, I'm happy to make an exception. But I don't generally like the death penalty because oftentimes it's just wrong. And the proceedings are wrong. And people who get victimized by it are usually poor or black, you know. And those of you who say, well, they deserve it because they're crooks. Well, you know what? That's about as uneducated a point of view as you can come up with. People deserve whatever they get. Because they're guilty of doing something, and they're proven without a shadow of a doubt. The problem with all of this stuff is that there are doubts, but yet they ramrod it through the system, because in this case, in many other cases, these people don't have the money, the standing, they get whipped around, or even the education. This guy's not that smart, apparently. And he didn't know, you know, he had a lot of people going to bat for him, and that's how he got out of jail. But there was no forensic evidence when he was convicted. There were no fingerprints, no DNA, no video connecting to the president. There was nothing except circumstantial stuff that was trumped up by the police. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Right? How often do you see that happen?
The investigation was conducted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So anyway.
There was a photo lineup. It didn't even include Marvin Haynes.
Yeah. That's this stuff. Okay. You know what the most stressful job in our country is?
Dental hygienist.
Being a radio host. You're close. Urologists and nurses in general are on the top of the list with dental hygienists who work long hours. Their jobs are high stress, like the dentist that I go to. I'll use an example. The hygienist shows up for work, has a first person at 7 o'clock, and when I went in to have my tooth, I had a cap on my tooth that cracked, so I had a new one put in. It was 6 o'clock when I went in. She'd been working 12 hours that day. And I said, how are your hands? Because, I mean, I wasn't being facetious, but it was just one of those things. Looking at the top 10 most stressful jobs, this is according to a survey from the Mental Health Organization. It's called Mental Health America. And they've put their psychologists to work. They've done some research. They had, let's see here, how many respondents? They had a couple thousand respondents, and three-quarters of the workers said the stress affects everything in their life, from their relationships, their time at home.
Mm-hmm.
So the Occupational Information Network published this. The government is aware of all of these stressful jobs. Number one on the list is urologist, you know, checking out what's going on your urinary tract. Editors, interesting. I thought that was interesting, right? The editors have a stressful job. Anesthesiologist, number three.
Yeah, work environments and workload.
Yeah. Judges, four. Phone operators. I didn't even know they existed. Fifth most stressful job in the country at the moment. How about that? There's some food for thought. It's 18 after the hour.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Dell's holiday event is one of their biggest sales of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now. Here on the December 12th Good Day program. It's Tuesday. Jay and I now are focusing on what's trending in the social media department. What are people buzzing about? It seems there's a new romance afoot here, Jay. There's a cook in the kitchen, or at least a couple of people that are cooking in the kitchen. And when I first saw this, I thought to myself, wow, because the lady in question here is somebody that I spent a good part of a day with about 20-some-odd years ago down in Stephenville, Texas, doing, she was my co-host on the program when she lived down there, and I've been fond of her and her music ever since. She was very warm and very relatable, if you will. She has found, apparently, a sort of a willing participant in romance. So we'll talk about who these two people are right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing in
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
They try to hustle, and try to bustle, and try to cuss them. The cops want some bust down on Orleans Avenue. Another day, another dollar, another war, another towel went up.
I don't remember what her real name is, but she's known far and wide as Jewel, a lady from, well, she has some very interesting background. She lived in a car.
Jewel Pilcher.
Like, kind of like Steve Harvey, lived in a car for a couple of years. And then people discovered who she was. And now apparently she's discovered a new romance. Apparently Richard Branson, who's very friendly with Jewel, and also Kevin Costner, fixed him up. So, anyway, yes, listen, why not? She's 49, he's 73. Apparently, Branson invited the two of them She was the entertainment, actually, the charity fundraiser on his island in the Caribbean. And Costner was there. They hit it off very well. They seemed to be, listen, they're probably not serious, but we'll have some fun. Why not?
Yeah.
She says she likes a man's man, and Kevin seems to fit that bill. I remember when she and I were talking, she was the co-host for 4 hours one morning when I was at one of the Texas A&M colleges in Stephenville, the Ag College. She lived there on a ranch with her husband at the time. And the fellow who was my dear friend and president of the college at the time invited her to come on the air with me. And she said, yeah, I'd like to do that. So she was there. She had her guitar. She was on with me for 4 hours. And it was a lot of fun. And I liked her. She's so likable, Jay. She's just wonderfully.
She's just so full of talent. And it's an effortless type of talent.
Yeah. And she wasn't flirty. She was appropriate. But anyway, apparently, according to what the pictures show, TMZ is all of this, as you can imagine, because there are pictures of them cuddling during the trip. And so, you know, what's wrong with that? It's good. She gave him a shout out, apparently. Yeah, right, exactly. Why not? Help yourself. Have a good time. Yada, yada. Her real name is
Jewel Kilcher.
I forget what it is. What is it?
Jewel Kilcher.
Kilter, that's right, too. Yep. All right, 28 after the hour, here we are, Lovebirds, on the Good Day program.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is set to meet later today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Zelensky also set to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill during his visit that comes at a critical moment in negotiations for emergency aid to Ukraine. More Americans are traveling on planes or by car this holiday season. Travel is still on the upswing after the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA is predicting over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles over the last 10 days of the year. It's the highest projection since 2019. An Ohio woman is pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act after violating an Ohio pro-life pregnancy center in April. This is USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear. It's going to
be a good day.
Siberian Orchestra. You heard Jay earlier, perhaps. If you didn't, you can listen to the program because we broadcast it all day, every day. All the hours of the program just repeat during the day, so you can hear Jay talking about the fabulous experience that she's had, and you can have if you go to one of their performances. And then, of course, listening to the stuff this time of year certainly puts you in the mood. We've been putting people in the mood for a couple of weeks. So now we've given away all the CDs, all the LPs, and we have those winners into a computerized Wheel of Fortune that James has cooked up. James Collins in our studio, the main studio in Dallas. So Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen anxiously awaiting the Wheel of Fortune. Or whatever. What is it they do at the beginning of the program? Wheel of Fortune! Well, let's see who's going to be fortunate. Spin that wheel, James, will you please? kind of a cheap version of the Wheel of Fortune, isn't it? All right. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
The Wheel of Fortune has stopped on there. We put all these names on the little spindle. And the name that has come up is Lou Ann Pitlap, who lives in Danville, Illinois. She listens to WDAN there. And she, I think, as I remember, didn't we have a conversation? Some people we talked to on the air and some people we didn't. I think we did talk to her.
We did, yeah.
And she lived there for a long time. We've been on that station for a long time, WDAN. Thankful for that. Thankful for Lou Ann. Thankful to all of you who participated in this. You all became winners one way or another. And hopefully you get a chance to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That'll be another way you can be a winner. But Lou Ann wins this Audio-Technica fully automatic belt-driven stereo turntable that has wired or wireless capability, fabulous audio, and it's automatic. So you will have a nice time with that, Lou Ann. Thank you very much for being a listener. Thanks for participating in this thing. Kind of a nice way to set the mood for Christmas, don't you think, Jay, as much as anything else? So
yeah.
James will be in touch with her.
It's our gift to you, because you should definitely keep it for yourself. Not trying to tell you how to live your life, but I know if I won one of those, I would not be re-gifting it.
No, All right. The jury has ruled against Google, this antitrust case. I was going to put this into social media, but the story itself is interesting because it was brought by Epic Games, and the results are epic, if you will. The Epic Game Company makes some video games. It's called, I guess, Fortnite. I don't know. You know me. I don't play any of this stuff. But they found that Google Play, the App Store, and its billing requirements constitute an illegal monopoly. Apparently, what was going on here, this was a jury trial in San Francisco concluded yesterday. The two companies whose business model and apps are basically focused on things like this. They're charging 30% to the software developers who typically have a few other options in terms of being distributed. So Google, as you might expect, and I guess to a certain extent Apple as well, they're screwing them, in essence, because they can. And at some point in time, this is a $200 billion a year business. My God, who would have thought of that? Mm. So think about it. Google is charging, and Apple too, 30% to these companies. So 30% of $200 billion is $60 billion, so they can use their apps, the Google app and the Apple app. This is, okay, so they did what they thought was right, and I think that the courts are, I think they did the right thing, frankly. I think that, at some point in time, unbridled capitalism, I'm a capitalist through and through and through, but unbridled capitalism brings us monopolies, and Google pretty doggone near has a monopoly. We all use Gmail. I despise Google. I don't like Gmail. People tell me, why don't you get another one? Well, I have a couple of others that I don't really use, but I am tempted to use them, except that all the people that you do business with or are connected to you have changed the handle, and what just causes chaos.
Mm-hmm. So, and then even when you do years later, people are still using the wrong email address at that point.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, today is Gingerbread House Day. The Gingerbread Man. Run, run, fast as you can. I'm the Gingerbread Man, right? Remember that? So, does this help you? A friend of mine, Brendan and I, were going to go meet a friend of mine, and he had to take a flyer because on Sunday afternoon, he and his children and his wife were going to make gingerbread houses, right? Gingerbread cookies. I don't know. Do you like them? I'm not a fan of gingerbread cookies. Do you like them, Jay?
I'm okay with them as long as they are chewy. I don't like the hard, crispy, crunchy cookies. I like the chewy cookies.
Yeah.
But I can get down with a gingerbread cookie. I do like doing the houses, though, like decorating them. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to 1875, and since then it's gotten bigger, more expansive. The good thing about gingerbread, it's not like the things you give at Easter, right? Those fruit cakes. I used to think about them as fruitcakes, but they're not really. It's just, listen, it's fun. Let's see here. The world's largest gingerbread house, a house made of 35 million calories. It covered 2,500 square feet, about the size of a tennis court. It was built in 2013. So that's the largest gingerbread house ever built, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
It was back in 2013, so nobody has succeeded.
And getting a bigger one.
Since. Has anybody tried, though? I feel like at a certain point in this day and age, you look at all of that food and time and effort, and you wonder if it'll be better spent elsewhere.
No sale. Yeah, exactly. All right. Speaking of spending our time elsewhere, Uri Geller joins us from Iraq. We'll talk about Israel and what's going on over there and his experiences. As usual, he's with us every week, and I really enjoy his friendship, and also it's important to hear the story firsthand from folks that are experiencing in Israel. So this is coming right up here on Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
After the hour here on the Good Day program, Uri Geller, internationally famous as a person who helps people. He's a positive thinker, and I love positive thinkers. He and I have been friends for a long time, 3 decades, in fact. So he just sent me a video of a chair made out of bent spoons. So where did you, have you had this in the collection? I mean, you can see when you go to the museum in Israel where you are, the old Cadillac that you had when you lived in America, all the, you got 5,000 spoons and forks and stuff on that. So where did all these spoons come from?
Okay, let me tell you the story. Let's backtrack a bit. If you remember, the Game of Thrones is an American fantasy drama. It's a television series where basically 9 families fight for control over the lands of Westeros, if you remember. And while an ancient army returns after being dormant for a millennia. So, you know, the symbol of that show is actually an iron throne, which was made out of 1,000 swords. The swords were beaten and bent into the shape of a throne. And with twisted swords, you know, kind of protruding from the ground. And that gave me the idea. I said, I'm going to create the largest spoon chair made out of thousands of spoons. It's so big that it's. I'm now going to get the Guinness World Record for it. It's just incredible. I posted it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Facebook and TikTok, because it is one of a kind. Now, because I have some celebrity spoons leftovers from the car, I haven't touched the car. My Cadillac has 2,600 spoons on it, riveted on it, but the chair is actually made out of 5,011 spoons. 5,011 spoons. You gotta reach for my to go and see it on my Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. It weighs, Doug, are you ready for this? It weighs close to half a ton.
Good God.
And the wheels, I placed wheels under it, so each wheel can take weight of 600 kilos. So I can move it around the museum. The chair is very low, so you cannot see the wheels. It's just, I mean, unbelievable. So when people come to my museum, they will have the opportunity to sit in the chair and take a photograph.
Yeah, you be careful where you sit in the chair. You'll have to get a fork up your butt if you're not sitting in the right place. But this is really remarkable. Jay probably will post this on our social media as well and attribute it to you. It's just it's so typically you. That's what it is.
Yeah. And by the way, most of the spoons on the chair were brought to me from, believe it or not, from Germany. From there is a rally car called the Europa Rally car, Orient, the Europa Rally Orient, and they take old cars, I mean 50s cars, 60s cars, and they drive throughout the world doing rallies. So I promised them that the next rally will start in Gaza, so they will be able to drive all over Gaza and then come to my museum.
All right, so spend a minute, because you're there, talking about the humanitarian zone that people are talking about in Gaza and what's going on with the Israeli army and what you know about civilians and, you know, all the controversy here about what's going on.
There's not much to say about the humanitarian zone because almost every humanitarian truck that comes into Gaza is stolen by Hamas. You can Google it.
They
have with guns and machine guns, they jump on the trucks and they steal it. They steal it for Hamas. So the poor Palestinian people, nothing gets to them. Anyhow, it's a big thing here. It's a big war. Missiles are flying in, you know, as we speak. Every 5 minutes I see on the television, it's a war of Israel's existence in a way.
Yeah.
We see missiles coming in from the north. We see missiles coming in from Gaza. And now the Houthis in Yemen, they started shooting huge ballistic missiles at Israeli ships that are passing through the straits. It's actually a global problem. Because, you know, you can't just shoot missiles at ships out of territory water. It's a big thing going on here. The Americans are standing by us. Biden, if I'm not mistaken, Biden yesterday, I think he lit a candle. And did he use the words, "I'm a Zionist"? I think he did, which was
extraordinary. I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, all of this protesting on campuses, is there protesting there anywhere? Is it just in America and Europe where there's protesting, or do you have some discussion of this on college campuses in Israel?
Just in America and Europe, but in America it's devastating. And we'll speak about it next week because, you know, some Jewish girls are not allowed to use the restrooms. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like the old days when blacks weren't allowed to use the restrooms. It's out of hand, you're right. All right, Uri, be safe. Uri Geller here on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Chuck Curry. Jay and I always are fascinated with Chucker's approach to talking about entertainment, film, television, that sort of thing. This is the theme from Chucker's all-time favorite movie, which he's seen 3 dozen times, or maybe more. 300 times. Good God. You need to get a life, Chucker. All right.
It is a life.
So
a life.
All right. What about the Poseidon Adventure today?
Today, December 12, 1972, the Poseidon Adventure, produced by the master of disaster, Irwin Allen, directed by Ronald Neame, premiered in New York City, shot on a budget, Doug, of $5 million. The film went on to gross over $100 million at the box office. It was the first starring role in terms of an action movie that Gene Hackman ever had. He never starred in a full-blown action movie other than The Poseidon Adventure. When it came out, he talked highly of it. Years later, never mentioned it because supposedly he had a problem in reflection that Ronald Neame, the director, made him wear his hair in a comb over. And that always bothered him for some reason. But I thought he was great, and I mean great, in the film. I'll tell you another story. I interviewed Andrew Davis, who directed Harrison Ford in The Fugitive, and I asked him what it was like to direct Gene Hackman, who was my all-time favorite actor, in the movie The Package opposite Tommy Lee Jones. And he said to me that Gene was very hard on young directors, and that sort of bothers me a little, that he was. I mean, he was really hard on a lot of different directors because he didn't like taking direction, basically just had enough experience, felt he wanted to wear what he wanted to wear, do what he wanted to do. But listen, I love Gene Hackman, and I love The Poseidon Adventure, which to me is a movie I never get tired of.
Yep, you're right about that. I think I told you that I had Thanksgiving dinner with a fellow whose father produced, he wrote The Fugitive, produced the TV show, produced. Cool. He never got the credit for doing it, because, like with Rockford, Stephen J. Cannell got the credit, but the guy who created Maverick and who was friends with Garner, apparently Cannell was just a hanger-oner, and this guy didn't want to, for whatever the reason, to counter all of the stories about Cannell and Rockford, but he didn't create it. This guy Huggins did. It's really interesting to see how some of that stuff shakes out.
I'll tell you another story. This day in movie history, December 12, 1977, Saturday Night Fever premieres in theaters, goes on to be a massive hit, and that movie was rated R. I mean, just massively popular back in 1977. I interviewed a guy last week who wrote a book on Siskel and Ebert, the only book written on Siskel and Ebert. And in the book, Gene Siskel saw Saturday Night Fever, Doug, 17 times. And he bought the John Travolta Tony Manero suit at an auction in Brooklyn for $2,000. He outbid Jane Fonda by $1,000. And then decades later, Doug wound up selling the suit for over $100,000.
God love him. Yeah, this is a story. Yeah. Hugh Grant has been injured. He's been entertaining people for a long time. I happen to be a fan of Hugh Grant.
Sure, me too.
He's been joking lately that he's gotten too old and fat to continue making romantic comedies, and that's why he's gone into this other genre. He's been in a lot of action flicks. Say, is he in Wonka?
He's Solo Oompa Loompa. He doesn't have a lot of screen time, but they say he's a lot of fun. Listen, Notting Hill, I love that movie with Julia Roberts. I love that movie. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, but he's been in a lot of action flicks in the last few years. They played a heavy in a couple of them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, he's reinventing himself. Sometimes we have to do that. Yep, exactly.
100%.
All right. Tucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day. Jay and Doug and Chuck and everybody else wishing you a good day. Why not? It's a good day program.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-461-4410. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-461-4410. That's 800-461-4410.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.